I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. You just heard from sponsors of a constitutional amendment to legalize sports betting in the state of Missouri. We now turn to opponents of the measure. Brooke Foster is spokesperson for Missourians Against the Deceptive Online Gambling Amendment. Brooke, thank you so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Megan. Thanks so much for having me on.
Let's start off with why your group says this proposed amendment is deceptive.
Absolutely. So, first it's important to say that, we are not opposed to sports gambling on its face, but what we're opposed to is the incredibly deceptive nature of this measure, namely the fact that, it's marketed as an education funding measure when the state auditor's office itself said that there's potential for $0 to go to education. So we just want to make sure that Missouri voters know what they're actually voting on. And if they're voting to send millions of dollars to schools, they unfortunately have been tricked by the messaging.
I think there's a lot of confusion on this. We just spoke with Jack Cardetti. He's saying, yes, that money will go to the classroom, that it's outside of the funding formula, and that there will still be plenty of revenue beyond what, goes into, for example, the Gaming Commission and what goes into gambling addiction prevention services.
Right. And we just think the facts don't bear that out because, what Jack left out was the fact that the online gaming corporations who drafted and are pushing this measure, they're allowed to deduct pre-play promotional credits. Basically, Megan, so if you're given, $100, $200 to keep making bets on an app like DraftKings or FanDuel, they can deduct that. And when you, extrapolate that out across thousands, tens of thousands of people who, may want to take part in online sports betting, that's a really big deduction. So, and then they're allowed to deduct their federal tax. Then they pay about $5 million into the Missouri Problem Gambling Fund, like Jack mentioned. And then that final chunk, whatever it might be, is what goes to education. But as you can tell, that's a lot of subtracting.
Supporters of sports betting argue that regardless of any of this, Missouri is being left behind and losing out on valuable tax revenue that other states in the nation are getting. What's your response to that?
Sure. Like I said at the top of the interview, we are absolutely not opposed to sports betting. We see that it's available at our borders, both Illinois and Kansas. We're just disappointed in the way that this measure was written and is being marketed. We wish that the supporters could be, a bit more honest, in what their bill does and does not do. So, we just want to make sure that voters know that they are bringing this to the state without Missouri seeing much benefit from it. So, it's something that will definitely line the pockets of out-of-state gaming corporations. It's not really something that's going to pump a lot of money into the Missouri economy, and it's certainly not giving millions to education.
How did it get to this point that this was pushed through?
Sure. So this, it's kind of a long time in the making. So it's been attempted in the legislature, multiple times and failed. And so, kind of the ballot initiative process, it's not always the last resort when something, is wanting to get done, but it's certainly one of the final steps. So because it didn't pass the Missouri legislature twice, FanDuel and DraftKings decided to do what is absolutely within their right and put together a ballot measure and have Missourians vote on it.
You mentioned the money that's coming in from the outside. We did talk to Jack about that. When we look at your campaign, you have far less funding, but the largest donors appear to be casinos, including Harrah's, Isle of Capri, and Tropicana. They do have locations in Missouri. That's where these donations were listed under. Critics say, though, that those casinos are just trying to protect their interests. They're not really interested in protecting Missouri citizens.
So I would argue with, those casinos, like you say, they are all located in Missouri. Those are in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Boonville. They employ about 3,000 people and, really generate income for the state. So these are physical properties with lots of employees in Missouri, again, who are not opposed to having sports betting. I mean, that's beneficial to casinos as well. But I think what they don't like is the fact that, this bill is really a blatant example of being a bad corporate citizen and just extracting money out of a state. So, you know, they want to see something that is a little more equitable and actually does have a social good attached to it. You know, and nothing is really, nothing about that bill or nothing about that initiative petition really demonstrates a social good, because that money won't be going to education simply because there won't be much left at the end of the day.
We've been reporting about long lines for early voting this morning. The latest SLU YouGov poll shows 50% of likely Missouri voters are in support of this measure. What would you say to those voters?
I would say to those voters just that, you know, if it's something that you're voting on because you think that it'll have the double good of, you know, bringing a form of entertainment as well as funding education, to just be patient. Because once this is passed, if it is passed, it's enshrined in the Constitution and it's really, really hard to undo. So again, we're not arguing to not having sports betting in Missouri. We're arguing to, you know, showing some patience, waiting to try it again, legislature or via initiative petition, in a way that really benefits Missouri and doesn't equal $0 for schools.
Brooke, thank you so much. We appreciate your time on this morning.
Thank you so much, Megan. I appreciate it.
That is Brooke Foster. She is with Missourians Against the Deceptive Online Gambling Amendment. And
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.